Tune in to the Divine Word of God, brought to you by Reverend Eugene Stevenson, host pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church of Alexandria. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
But we come in your Son Jesus' name.
Yes. Glory, yes, Lord.
A name above every name.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
And Lord, we want to lift your name to the highest.
Hallelujah.
Because you are worthy to be praised.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank you for coming to the house of worship.
Yes, thank you.
One more time.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we ask that you will bless the angel of his house.
Yes, Lord.
And his companion, his wife.
Yes, hallelujah.
And all that's under the sound of my voice, bless them as well.
Yes, Lord.
That are in the house of prayer.
Yes.
Father God, we just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
For another day's journey.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for this day.
Hallelujah.
We want to be so careful to give you all the praise,
yes,
all the honor,
yes,
and all the glory.
Yes.
It's in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
We do pray.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. I want to say good evening to all that are here. I want to ask that y'all would keep one of my members in prayer. I just left her, Miss Catherine Compton. She's 102 years old. And she in a right mind, but her body decayed. And she on my mind, you know, but we all got to pass that way one day, sooner or later. I just left the nursing home. And she was at our house, but they brought her to the nursing home. And she's been there a couple of days. She want to go back home, but I don't know if she'll make it back. But y'all keep the Comptons in prayer. She's 102 years old. So, and I just want to thank the pastor for giving me an opportunity, because the old folks say this: when somebody do something for you, you say thank you. And I just want to say thank you. I see some first ladies in the house: Sister Austin, Sister Green, and Sister Johnson. I want to say good afternoon. There's a word, I ain't going to hold you too long. There's a word found in Acts chapter 9. Acts of the Apostles. Chapter 9. Verse 1. Have it stand, if not. Bless the Lord for the word.
Hallelujah.
And Saul, yet breathing out threatening and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desire him letters to Damascus, to the synagogue, that if he find any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus. And suddenly there shone round about him a light from heaven, and fell to the earth, and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I'm Jesus, whom thou persecute. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. He trembled and astonished. Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? The Lord said unto him, arise, go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. 7. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. Now drop down. Verse 15. But the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. Now let's drop down a little further. 22. But Saul increased the more in strength and confounded the Jews which dwelt at Damascus, that made many days were fulfilled. I'm sorry, 22. But Saul increased the more in strength and confounded the Jews which dwelt at Damascus, proving that this is the very Christ. 23, And after many days were fulfilled, the Jews took counsel to kill him. But laying await was known of Saul. They watched the gate day and night to kill him. Then the disciples took him down by a basket and led him down by a wall in a basket. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord.
Yes,
I want to talk from the subject, a turning point. I remember that song back in the day. I'm pretty much somebody else to remember that song. A turning point in my life. You know, it's a funny thing how the song back in the day was, back then and now, it had meanings to those. Even the old way was the best way. I remember the old folks used to sit on the gear and so I ain't the only one to know this. They'd be chewing their back. And they'll spit it on you too. You know, but times have changed. But the Lord ain't changed. Because he said the same yesterday. I got Bible readers in here. I got some Bible readers in here. A turning point. Don't tell me God can't use nobody. I told him today, God can use anybody. He's a junkyard specialist. He specializes in junk. I wasn't nothing but clay junk. Now, I'm not by myself, but I'm just going to say me. I'm just going to say me. So, if God can take a Eugene Stevenson and clean him up a little bit, and put some running in his feet, clapping in his hand, and a little word in him, he'll do that to somebody else. Am I talking to somebody here? Well, this is, y'all know Saul. Now, let's go back, Pastor. The Bible say his name was Saul in the 7th chapter when they were stoning Stephen to death. Y'all know the word. And the Bible say, Neighborhood Baptist Church, the Bible say, they lay their coats down at a young man's feet named Saul. Good God Almighty. God was watching all of that, but he didn't say nothing. Now in 8, I'm trying to bring you up to 9. The Bible said in 8:3, Saul made havoc of the church. In other words, he went to homes and anybody that called upon the name of Jesus. Am I talking to somebody here? Boy, this is a bad man. This is a bad man. But he ain't no better than Jesus. Because I remember when Jesus told Peter, y'all know Peter, don't you? Or Big Mouth Peter? In the 22nd chapter, he finna go to Calvary. And he cried out, he said, Simon, Simon, I pray for thee. Because Satan had desired to sift you. Am I talking to somebody here? So that lets me know that Jesus prayed for me and you. Because if he had not prayed for us, we'll still be out there lost. Am I talking to somebody here? We'll still be out there lost. See, that's right. So it, thank God for Jesus. But then he say, we're now strengthened. Look what he say. Go strengthen your brother. Even though he was going to Calvary for Neighborhood Baptist Church and all the rest of us, but he still stopped there to say, Peter, I pray. No, he said, Simon, Simon. Matthew 21:30, 22:31. Go read it. It's in your Bible. 22nd chapter, 31st verse. I pray for thee. Jesus prayed for all of us this morning. Because if he had not prayed for us, because the 4th of July was yesterday, wasn't it? And a lot of people was joking and jerking. You know, we all, come on now. I'm going to tell you like it is. I ain't come here to make friends. I come to tell the truth. But you know what I did yesterday? I snuck down and I told him yesterday, this morning, I stayed in my little cooch. My wife and them was going to pop firecrackers and all that stuff. No, it ain't about that. It's about serving Christ. And sneaking down and talking to the Lord about your situation, talking to him about growing in Christ. It's about growing in Christ.
Yes, Lord.
And here it is here. Oh, Saul. In the 9th chapter. I'm talking to somebody.
Talk.
Turning point.
Yeah.
Made havoc of the church. and didn't care who it was. Uh-huh. You don't like us. Mm-hmm. Some people still think we fake. I got some family members. For 28 years, he's still faking. Well, I'm going to keep on faking. And keep on up yonder hill. Because I don't know what, let me tell you something. When you do wrong, people going to talk about it. When you do right,
they're going to talk about it. Preach it. They're going to do it.
I'm just going to do right. And serve the Lord, because I know there's a great good enough day one day. And I know that he's going to call my name. They have a song I can't sing. Y'all choir can sing. When he comes,
oh my God,
I will. I will somewhere.
Listen for my name.
When I go out and wife from downtown, they respect Stephen. You know why? Because I'm trying to live right. And then when you get a ticket, you bring it to me, I get it fixed. Because you know why? I'm trying to live right. Third floor, second floor, everybody know where I'm Stevenson up there. Because you know what? I'm trying.
Yeah.
I ain't all that, because the Bible says, for all have seen it. And come short of the glory of God. And then he said, Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Back to the text. Look what he said. Saul yet breathing out, threatening and slaughtering against the disciples. In other words, he was doing all he can against the disciples. Bounding them, bringing them, clubbing them, whatever he wanted to do, God was watching. But watch down here now. Look, church. Three. I'm going to get on from that. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus. We all was on the Damascus road. I knew I was. Am I talking to somebody? See, a lot of people don't like to talk about that. You got, in order to come out your mess, you got to confess your fault. I confess, because the Bible says honest confession is good for soul. You know what I'm saying? Am I talking to somebody? It's in the book. Honest confession. Paul said, brother, I'm going to get ahead of myself. Romans 10:1, brother, my heart desire and prayer to God that Israel might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but it's not according to knowledge. In other words, so many people take the gospel and use it for their gain. Use it for their money and use it for their... God hook it and book it. God know when you're trying to do it for, you know, filthy looking, because I know that God sees all and he knows all. He know what you're thinking before you even think it. As he journeyed, look what he said. He came to Damascus. Now watch this now. God come quick. He come quick and suddenly. Oh, Lord. Suddenly. You in your mess? God come quick, don't he? Suddenly. I'm talking to somebody up in here. Suddenly. That what it said? Ain't what it said? Suddenly there shined round about him a light. I mean, in other words, the sun was out. Neighborhood. Baptist church. But it was another light. Jesus Christ up, man. Let me tell you what he did. Look what he did. Look at you. Matthew 19:16. That was a rich man came to Jesus and said, good master, what shall I do to inherit the kingdom of God? And God told him to Ten Commandments. He said, I kept all that, you know. 19 chapter 16 verse. Read this. You didn't drive me and tore it out. But the Bible say, God say, go sell all you got. And distribute it to the poor. And come follow me. And I'll make you riches in heaven. He couldn't do that. And Jesus said, how hard it is for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. I'm trying to enter into the kingdom of God. Because it's not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Romans 14:17. Back to the text. Look what it says. And he fell to the earth. Now look what he did. He heard a voice. Voice was loud. Saying, Saul, he called him twice, Saul, why persecute thou me? Oh, Lord. Ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun. You done all your foolishness. Now you done met somebody now. Oh, you done met somebody. Oh, Lord, you done met somebody. Oh, Lord. Look what happened. Now don't forget, Ananias standing by.
Yeah.
But watch what he said. I don't want to get ahead of myself. Look what he said. And he said unto him, who art thou, Lord?
Yeah.
Now Saul did know God, but he just didn't know Jesus.
Yeah.
See, a lot of people know God, but they don't know Jesus. See, Jesus is our perpetual. Jesus is the one that went to Calvary for you and I. Took his Oh, Lord. Look what happened, Pastor. And he said, I'm Jesus, whom thou persecute. In other words, you did it to the church, you did it to me. Now Jesus said, upon this rock, I'm going to build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail. And then he said, when he went to Caesarea Philippi, the Bible said, Jesus asked him, whom do men say that I am? Some say it's Jeremiah.
Yeah,
some say a prophet.
Yeah,
some say Isaiah. But Jesus turned to somebody that knew. Said, Peter, whom do thou say I am? Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And he said, upon this rock, I'm going to build my church. This ain't our church. It's God's church. And he's coming back for a church without spot. That's what my Bible said. And he said, Peter, upon this rock, I will build my church. And this is just God's church whom he's trying to persecute. And God said, why are you persecuting me? And look what he said. It's hard to kick against the prick. You know what a prick is? It's something sharp. Pastor Johnson. And if I keep kicking on it, blood will come out. Sooner or later, blood will come out, and then I'm going to have to cut my foot off, whatever it is. Because it's hard to kick against me. I got all power in my hand. Look what he said. Now, look what happened. Look what he happened. Now, wait a minute. I'm gonna skip down. He trembled and astonished and said, Lord, what would thou have me to do? Just that faith. God, quick this spirit. And the Lord said, arise, go into the city. Now, God could have told him what to do, but he used a preacher. He used a pastor to go and tell him what thus says the Lord. Now, as he was going, there was some men with him. I'm just going to break it up a little bit. There was some men with him. They were with him. They heard a voice, but didn't see nobody. Oh, God's up, man. Oh, Lord. God is a spirit. And that's what Jesus said. He told that woman to wear. God is a spirit. St. John 4:24. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit. And that's in your Bible? Is it? If you, I think you can throw it out. Good God Almighty. Look, so this spirit he heard, but he didn't see nobody. The men didn't either. Now watch this. Watch this. Watch this. He going on the streets called straight. What I just read. Watch this now. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. He talking to Ananias. Ananias said, Lord, I've heard much about this man. I heard all kinds of things about how he scavenged the church to try to bring men bound, and if they didn't come, he'd club them down. God said, I got him blind. 3 days, 3 nights. Didn't eat no food and didn't drink no water. That's a long time. Boy, that's a long time, man. But let me tell you something. This is somebody God going to use for a mighty work.
Yeah.
He wrote 12 letters to the church. Am I talking to somebody?
Yeah.
So God can use you even if you're in your mess. God can turn around, turn, say, Lord, I want you to turn my life around. I need you to, if I got children that's on crack, if I got children that's on drugs, turn around. He may not come when you want it. Psalms 35 says, weeping and do it for a night. But joy coming. Joy. Nehemiah said, the joy of the Lord is your strength. After all the hell I've been through, after all the trouble the devil throwed at me, all the hell I've been on my job, but I still got joy. The word didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. Am I talking to somebody? Oh, Lord. Now, watch this. Now, I'm finna close it out. Watch this here. Now, these are people that he ran with. Like us. I'm going to say me. They still say, Eugene Stevenson, faith. I hear it all the time sometimes down there, you know. And some people just jealous of you because you're full of the Spirit. And let me tell you something, that Spirit, the Holy Spirit, ain't jealous at all. It goes in you and it just dwells. You ain't got to make no second rocket science say I'm a Christian. All you got to do is live. Huh? You ain't got to tell nobody you're a Christian on your job. That's what the devil dwelling on your job. You know they got them cliques on your job. And you don't dwell in that clique. They want to talk about you, scandalize your name, cause you to be ashamed. But I say this right here, Proverbs 16:7 says, when a man pleases the Lord, he makes even his enemies.
Not only that, he say, Psalms 23, thou prepare the table.
Let me go on, finish this thing out. Saul increased, 22, I'm dropping down, more in strength and confounded the Jews which dwelt at Damascus, proving that this is the very Christ. Oh, yeah. I met him on the road. Now, where you met Christ at? I met him at the water fountain 30 years ago. And he asked me, did you want to preach? I was trying to run from him. I was trying to do all kinds of stuff to get out the way. Didn't want to be bothered with it. I didn't want to hear nothing. I'm just telling you what I am. 30 years ago. Yeah. And God was trying to talk to me and all that. They was, But let me tell you something. You can't run from God. No matter how high you fly, no matter how big you try to go up under, sooner or later, I say sooner or later, God is coming. And he's going to tell you, I want you to preach. Because the Bible says, many are called. Matthew 22:14. I told New Jerusalem this morning, when God got ready to bring the children of Israel out of bondage, he did. Yeah. And I'm telling you another thing about old Donald Trump. He up there with all that foolishness. God got him. Let me tell you something. If God handled Pharaoh, handled Herod, handled Nebuchadnezzar, them old wicked men, I know he can handle Donald Trump. And I'm on the radio. Yeah, because let me tell you something. Whatever he's doing, the Bible said, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Galatians 6:7. For what so man soweth,
he's going to reap it. That's the truth. Glory, hallelujah. Preach it.
I'm just trying to tell somebody that you know somebody that you know in their mess, you need to tell them, look, baby, I've been there where you at. Come out your mess. Come out your mess. Because if you don't, you're going to get trapped up. And it ain't going to be no fun when the rabbit got the gun. I can't help you then, but I can help you now to come out your mess. Let's pray right now. See, when people be saying pray, let me tell you something. You say, let's pray right here. There was a woman at the gas station just today saying, pray, God, let's pray right now. I didn't know. Because I don't care what they say. What they say. When they talking good about you, when they talking bad, I'm going to still do good. Because I know God said, that's my child. I'm going to bless him. Because I want blessings in my life. I don't want curses in my life. Let me tell you something. The more folks say, it's a terrible thing to play with the law. You play with marbles. You play with jumping jacks. You play ping pong. You play football. But don't play with God. Because God is no chump. But what he can do. What he do for others, he'll do for you. So here it is now. After many days, now these are the same people he ran with up in the first part. The Sanhedrin Council and all those folk, with Alexander and all them. The same people. You ran with some people like that? That's still out there, you know, doing their thing? And you done clean, you try to get yourself cleaned up a little bit, confess your sins and pray and stuff like that? You pray for them people. Because the Bible says in Luke 6:28, bless them that curse you and pray for those which despitefully use you. You got to pray. And then the Bible says, if you have to, let your light shine before men, but they may see your good works. You don't want people to see what you're doing. What they, if they out there doing wrong, you doing wrong, they're going to say, oh, we find him.
Yeah.
You're a hypocrite. You heard that before?
Oh, yeah.
You're a hypocrite?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
All I'm saying, reach a turning point. I know we all here, and I know this has been raining and all this time, but go back to somebody that you know ain't living right, somebody that you know that's struggling and stressed, and say, look, we can get a, you can get a better life than this, because Jesus is the reason for the season. I know he did it for me, he'll do it for you. Go tell somebody about a man named Jesus, born in Bethlehem. Same people, Pastor Johnson, that he ran with. They watched the gate. Look what it said. They watched the gate what?
Day and night.
Day and night.
Day and night.
Y'all know people like that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Even though y'all going to church in y'all neighborhood, you got somebody that's watching you all the time. You may not see them, but they watch. Because I know. In my neighborhood, I don't see nobody.
Why?
But I know they watch. Because when you say you're a child of God, you've been born and baptized again, you've been filled with the Holy Ghost, you're coming to the devil. James say this, I therefore submit yourself to God. James 4:7, resist the devil and he will flee. But you got to put it behind you. You got to speak the word back to him. Isn't that what Jesus did?
Yeah.
When Jesus was going into the wilderness to be tempted for that, he said, it is written that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Ain't God good? But you got to get some word in you to fight the devil off. He ain't going to leave you alone if you don't speak, fight the word with him. Put the word on it. Because the devil is a spirit too.
Hallelujah.
And let me tell you something else. He was God, right? Amen.
Yes, he was.
I say he was God, right? Amen. Now let me get off this a minute. The Bible says in Job, the sons of God came to present themselves, and Satan came also. And God said, whence comes thou? Job chapter 1. And he said, from going to and fro in the earth, seeking whom I may devour. So that lets me know one thing. I got to stay on my P's and Q's all the time because we pastors knowing that the devil is trying to knock off our head, and if he knock off our head, he knock off your head.
That's right.
He shoots straight.
Yeah.
And we told Adam in the garden, didn't he?
That's right.
You should not, you ain't going to get killed and brought death upon all mankind, didn't you? But back to the text, let me tell you. After many days were fulfilled, the Jews took counsel to kill him. But let me go to 4 and 4. But their laying away was known of Saul. In other words, whatever, when you're in God's presence, God going to always tell you who for you and who not. That was Psalm 91 say, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. I thank God for that, don't I?
Yes.
He that abide under the shadows of the Almighty.
Yes,
Lord. So as I close, look at out there. Then this, look what it said. But they land away was known of Saul. And they watched the gate day and night. Not to just hurt him, but they tried to what? Kill. That's what the devil trying to do to us. Kill us. But Jesus said, I come that you have might have life and may have it more. Abundant. When I think about the goodness of the Lord, when I think about how he have done me, I can say God is good. Ain't he good? All the time. I think about when Saul was down there named Paul, him and Silas in the 16th chapter. After he had been told that the girl come out of that demon to come out of her. And the Bible say, at midnight.
Yeah.
I say, the Bible say, at midnight. God began to come. After they had to beat them all night long. Put their feet in the stocks. And they began to sing. And they began to pray. And God came suddenly. And said, I am that I am. And the gods begin, I say the gods begin to draw this soldier and draw this sword and kill himself. But Paul began to run to his rescue and said, do thyself